Angels. I've got a letter in from a lady called Charmaine Jones. She is at Clapham High School as well. She knows young Emily Zawe from that school in Queenswood, Pretoria. She called her in a letter. She called her a remarkable young lady who defies the odds of integration and inclusion in a school of able-bodied children with the support of her family and the school, of course. Emily is a wheelchair bound, and this is what's stopping her from going back to school. Not the fact that she's in a wheelchair, but the kind of wheelchair that she's in doesn't allow her to sit for long enough. Now, before I get back to the chair, I also believe that you like poetry. Is that right? Are you?
Oh, yes.
You do? Are you a bit of a poet?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. So you like public speaking?
I do. I am very opinionated, So I have to get my thoughts out there.
Just quickly, now, before I move on.
Yeah.
So you're good at public speaking. You've got amazing confidence.
Yep.
Stunning smile.
Thank you.
You're very opinionated. Have you considered a career in radio?
Oh,
you
I
haven't.
Never, I never you thought. I once wanted to do, I wanted to be a presenter.
Mm. And then someone said you get a real job.
Well, I actually want to do something I love, which is, you know, get people to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had this idea of including my poetry in everything that involves art.
Okay.
So I want my poetry in music. I want my poetry in dance. I want my poetry in visual art. I want my poetry to be manifested through someone else's eyes.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then my backup plan is to do criminal law.
Wait, hold up. That is amazing. You know what you want. You are so driven, so motivated. It's just incredible. And that makes me so sad that you are being held back from living your passion at school because of something like a wheelchair. What is the specialized wheelchair that she needs? Mom, tell me about it tomorrow. Why is she not back at school? Why is she not in this wheelchair that can help her?
Well, with Emily's condition, she gets tired very easily. She can't sit for long. And the wheelchair that's been designed for her will allow her to lean back or lift up her feet.
It'll make a lot of difference.
A huge difference. Support
now,
her spine.
What is the problem with getting it then?
Money. It's all about money.
How expensive can a wheelchair be?
Actually, when we put the information on BackerBuddy, we were like 45,000, and to our shock, a brand new one is actually 110,000.
110,000 rand for a wheelchair that Emily needs.
It's crazy.
I'm very surprised. I had no idea.
It's like a car.
It
is a car.
On top of all the other expenses.
That's exactly what I said. People who are different have so many challenges in life. We can't even afford to give them the little things that they need, like
basics,
a wheelchair.
Like, yeah, now, of course, the wheelchair, 110,000 rand wheelchair. That is... Oh, and you are so ready to get back to school. You are tired of sitting at home. You want to get back to school, to your friends, to your poetry.
Yep.
Get to study law.
Yep.
I'm sorry that you've been held back like so many other people because it's a general daily struggle for a lot of people. The thing that you need in life to move you forward, literally and figuratively, is just out of reach because it's just too damn expensive, and that is just a ridiculous price tag. Well, it is Good Morning Angels, and we do have friends that we can pull in and see if we can make a little bit of a difference and get you closer.
Thank you.
To getting that wheelchair that you need and get you closer to go back to school. Our angel this morning is an old friend to the show. Well, she's become an old friend to the show, Tasula Hadjigeorgio, director at Lotto Star. Good morning to you, Tasula.
Morning, Martin. Morning, Emily.
Morning.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. That's money.
Such a powerful person.
Yes.
Yeah. She really is so motivated. She's just got her stuff together. She knows what she wants in life.
I've got a four-year-old daughter, and I hope she grows up to be just like me.
Oh.
Honestly.
That's amazing. Tusula, you want to be an angel for us this morning, and Lotta Star, of course, have come forward before. This wheelchair that she needs has a price tag to it that I never realized even existed when it comes to wheelchairs. 110,000 Rand is a lot of money. Is there something that Lotta Star can do to get her that one step closer, so to speak?
We definitely can. With Good Morning Angels and Jacaranda and us, we are donating the 110,000 so you can get your chair and you can go for it and do what you have to do.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
It's our pleasure.
Done and dusted.
And stay like you are, hey? I mean, your personality as well. And you are, kids will look up to you, like you know?
Tusula, wow. Thank you, Lotta Star.
Thanks
for being
Martin.
Angels. Cheers.
Thank you, Emily. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Ciao, bye.
Wow.
How's that? Did you expect that? That is amazing.
Wow.
Lotta Star.
Wow.
Good morning,
amazing.
Angels. So let's get you that wheelchair at that handsome price tag so you can get back to school.
Thank you.
Hey?
Thank you.
And she's right. Keep doing what you're doing. And you as a parent.
Yeah.
Both you and your husband, you did something right.
A little bit of madness.
A little bit of crazy. I think a lot of parents can relate to you. You don't always know the answers, do you? You just hope that what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah, we just wing it. There's no like instruction book that says you got to go like this or like that.
Well, you got it right. Someone cared enough about you to write to Good Morning Angels. Thank you, Charmaine. And Emily, all the best.
Thank you.
All right. I want to get one of those poems of yours.
Oh, okay.
Do you have one? Yeah.
Yep.
What?
She's got a book full.
Yeah.
Read me something there.
Can I do my famous one?
Your, my favorite. Yes. I'm there for that.
Okay. Psych. Visions from her past life is what she sees, came from a world unseen, fourth dimension. She's not entirely a product of mankind. She is her own maker, a keeper of time. She resurrected her transcendence and her perception, created a criticized perspective, excuse me. She's not made of tranquility. She's made of inhuman ability, and as she leaves her past life, she is reborn as psyche, soul, body, and mind. She is one with the night, fourth dimensional queen, royalty to a world unseen, creator of the universal language and its celestial frequency.
Well, amazing.
I'm speechless.
Well done, Emily. Thank you so, so much. That was incredible. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All the best.
En hier gaan ons alweer op woensdagmorgen. Die trane loop. Niemand kan in die verkeer gerei kry nie, want almal sit in trane afweer. Baie, baie dankie vir alles wat julle doen. Dit is flippin' amazing. Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.